Michael Jackson is a crazy, crazy bastard. He went from the cutest Jackson kid to a face made of plastic. He built Neverland to be happy ever after, and he loves young boys so much he could be a priest for the Catholics. But no matter how crazy he gets, it's entertainment for the masses. You see, the minute he went on trial, they issued 1,000 press passes, because if Michael got caught, we had to watch it happen. So he waved at the camera and we commented on his fashion, but the truth of it is, we can't get enough Michael Jackson's. And to me, this is really weird. Because we condemn pedophiles, and then we push the Lolita complex, and make underage girls the focus of the press. So was it wrong when I noticed Lindsay Lohan's chest waking up from dreams like I'm 12 and my sheets are a mess? And what about 9-year-old girls who dress to impress with shirts that say sexy, covering an absence of breasts? And low-riding jeans that barely cover the rest? Oh, these girls are too young to fuck. But the fantasy's for sale, but you can't act on impulse or you might go to jail. So in the mall and on TV, there's all these girls I want to nail, but I'm afraid to approach them in case I can't afford bail, because I've heard what happens to pedophiles in jail. They'll shove a broomstick up your ass until you start to squeal. Hee hee hee. And it's easy to see where the media makes mistakes. I mean, who really cares about little Mary Kate's weight? It's our obsession with media that's determined her fate. She thinks that starving herself to death translates to look great, because this image of sexy has been forced into our headspace. And I know a lot of you will say this is an image I help propagate, because every time I see a girl with a great ass or a cute face, I run off down the street in some primal chase like some wild animal stalking its prey. But in my own defense, I have to say that sex sells based on how we want to behave. So, maybe Mary-Kate wants to be skinny, so that I'll want her to give me a headlock with those two skinny legs, because I know if she got that headlock on me, she'd want me in there for days, like my tongue was the world's greatest geologist in some unexplored cave. And I can hear some of you whisper, he's in a sexed-out craze, he's a misogynist womanizer, just listen to what he's saying, and maybe you're right, and I'm going to hell for speaking these sins. But I'm willing to bet that there's more than one person here who wants to fuck an Olsen twin. I bet it would go something like this. Mary-Kate, call me Uncle Jesse. That's how the fantasy begins. And then it's, oh, Ashley, you're home. Would you like to join in? And she'd say, well, it looks like you've got your hands full. And I'd say, I could balance you on my chin. You know, I want to double my pleasure, double my fun. Do one from the back and one from the front. I know. How rude. He's crass. He's crude. He has no class. But anyone who thinks this has never had a finger up their ass by anyone other than advertisers who use sex in their ads to sell us anything they can for pure fucking cash. So yeah, maybe I'm sexed out, but I bet this feeling wouldn't pass if I got my brains fucked out while I spent all my money on trash.